Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Welcome to Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Dusty.
And I'm Mike.
And it looks like you have found episode 1.
All about the treacherous Yosemite Falls hike in Yosemite National Park in California.
This was the very first episode of this podcast that we ever recorded. And as you can hear, sound is a little different. At the very beginning stages of creating this podcast, we were really trying to figure out how to produce great sound quality, and it took us a few episodes to finally figure it out. Right now, you can hear us coming through very loud and clear.
Right.
But in this episode, there are times where it sounds a little crunchy.
A little crunchy. We might be underwater for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some times where we're a little in and out.
But we wanted to preserve it as is because we are interested in being honest,
right?
Telling you the truth about the trails and also sort of where we were in the process of creating that episode.
Yep.
So please enjoy episode 1 of Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast.
Doing this again.
Okay, check here we go. Another time.
Check
Let's
one,
try
two.
It out.
Let's try
no,
it out.
We can't talk.
Let's see how this goes.
Making out with a mic stand.
Yeah, you are so good at tonguing windscreens.
I know. I'm a special trait of mine.
Is that on
your special
skills? I have
it on my dating profiles, actually.
And your resume.
And it's on my resume under special skills.
Where would you use that special skill?
That's a great question. A cabaret that also doubled as ice cream cone licking factory.
I was going to say like a sound engineer's conference cabaret.
Right.
How to lick a windscreen.
That's right. How to lick a windscreen.
Looking for adventure, wanna follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun, there's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes and open your heart when you gaze at the National Parks. At the National Parks. At the National Parks. Follow you, I'll follow you there.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Dusty. How are you?
I am so good. How was your week?
I did a lot of house projects this week. I have about 2 weeks now until school starts again. So I'm trying to get as much done as I can.
Because you're a teacher.
Because I'm a teacher.
Yes.
And I have jury duty this coming week, which I'm not looking forward to.
You know, I have never gotten jury duty in my life.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you. I've said that, and now it will happen.
That's right.
Yeah. Everybody says, like, when you change your address, like, that's when it happens.
Yeah, I think it's like a 5-year cycle. I actually had it when I lived in Philadelphia, and I was on a jury, so I'm hoping that...
Was it
like,
fun, or was it boring?
It was very interesting. I'm hoping karmically that this is my get-out-of-jail-free card, and I don't have to do it this time. And I just go Monday, and I'm done, and they dismiss me.
Well, then wouldn't that just be everything?
It would be beautiful, because I don't have time for this.
No.
No, who
does?
What
kind of projects were you doing?
I was building porch furniture, 2 chairs and a table, and then benches for my my backyard fire pit area.
I was just building like miraculous, amazing furniture, and it looks amazing.
Yes, that's right.
And it's like, you know, painted in a way like it, you know, like looks aged and withered, like it's weathered a storm. It is very West Elmy.
Right.
I mean, congratulations. You're the most talented.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the first episode of our podcast.
Right.
Which is
Gaze at the National Parks.
Right.
Podcast edition.
Podcast edition.
Because we have an Instagram as well, which is the same name.
Same name. Gaze at the National Parks. G-A-Z-E. Any other interpretation of that name is totally up to the listener.
That's exactly right.
Exactly true.
Exactly.
Any other interpretations may or may not be accurate.
This is also very true.
Also very true.
Mm-hmm.
So we travel and hike the national parks.
That's
what we do.
That's what we do. We're up to 15 together, and I've done two additional ones beyond what Dusty and I have done together. So,
yes.
Yep.
And we've been doing that for like a year and a half, 2 years.
About a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Kind of crazy to say that we've gotten 15 ticked off the list in that time.
Mm-hmm. But it's all about that annual pass.
That's right. It's all about that annual pass.
What is the annual pass?
From the National Park Service, you can get an $80 annual pass while time lasts. Who knows if that'll change. But you can get an $80 National Parks pass for the entire year that admits you into any national park, any national historic landmark, National Seashore.
National Monument.
National Monument. Yep. All those things are included.
Anything that you have to pay for to access, this will get you on.
Well, within reason, yes.
Yes.
Like, you can't go into Independence Hall, I don't think.
No. But, like...
But if it's part of the National Monuments, it's not separately administered, that I can't think of right
loophole.
Now.
I forget what it is.
Right.
So many loopholes.
So many loopholes.
In this government.
Yep.
So we're both in New Jersey, and so, yeah, there's a beach that is a national recreation site or something, and, like, we could totally get on that beach.
As well, yeah.
Because in New Jersey, you have to pay for every single beach you get onto.
Exactly.
Today, we are talking about hiking in Yosemite.
Right. For the last month on our Instagram, we have been, or actually last 2 months on our Instagram, we've been covering our time in Yosemite National Park, which we visited this past April, 2018.
And we did it with, like, we did a whole slew of parks. We went to California and did a whole bunch of parks.
Yep.
We started at Joshua Tree.
Yep.
And then we went to Yosemite, Kings Canyon,
Sequoia,
and Channel Islands.
Yep.
Great.
Great. I think I figured out which queen we're going to talk about.
Oh, my God. What queen?
Miss Channel Island.
Miss Channel Island. Wait, Chanel Island.
Chanel Island.
That's her
name.
Chanel Island. Okay, so today we are talking about hiking Yosemite Falls.
Right.
Right off the bat, what are three words that you think of when you think of the Yosemite Falls hike?
Mm. Strenuous, steep, agonizing.
I think of pain, suffering, tears. So, I mean, I think it is, I think it's safe to say that Yosemite Falls was the hardest hike you and I have ever done.
I would say so, yeah. I think it's up there.
Have you personally done anything harder?
I don't think so. I think that's probably just...
Was Machu Picchu easier?
Well, that was over several days, so...
Okay.
I mean, the hike up to Machu Picchu, like, from the Pueblo, from the town below, up to the actual ruin, was done in, like, an hour. Like, basically a sprint, because you tried to catch the sunrise.
Oh.
So that was strenuous in a different way, but you were up in an hour. This was a... We were did the Yosemite Falls in, what, 6 hours, I think? With, like, about an hour at the top to kind of just break and take it all in.
So here are some quick facts about Yosemite Falls. Yosemite Falls is a waterfall in Yosemite, and it is the tallest waterfall in North America.
Yes.
It is a 7-mile round-trip hike. So it's 3.5 up, and then those 3.5 back down.
Right.
And, and when I say up, I mean, like... Straight the fudge up.
There,
like,
you go. Look at that.
Okay, so we began our day in Fresno.
Right. So we ended up doing, most of the time, we'll Airbnb. We don't have anything necessarily against camping, but when you're away and you're flying somewhere to have to rent the equipment or bring the equipment, it's just...
It's so annoying.
It's a lot that's added on. We did look into, when we were planning the trip, potentially getting a van that was a sleeper van. But
we did, and I'm really, really happy. Yeah. I was the one that was like, I'll consider it, but no.
Right. So we ended up Airbnb-ing.
We did.
Which is what we've typically... tend to do.
And our Airbnb was in Fresno, because mm-hmm. Fresno is like really close to like three national parks. And by relatively. Really close, we mean like an hour and a half away from like each one. So we knew that there would be driving.
Right.
Okay, so we wake up our first morning, like where we're about to head out to Yosemite in Fresno. And right. we wake up at 5 a.m.
Yep.
And you love waking up at 5 a.m.
I do. I do it every day.
I know.
Right.
I do not.
Right.
Because we have different schedules.
We do.
I can wake up at 5 a.m. I just don't love it.
Right.
And I believe you were like, we need to head out at 5:30. So I was like, okay, well, just wake me up at 5:15 and I'll be ready in 15 minutes. And you were like, okay, I'm going to trust you. And then you did, and then I think we left at like 5:45.
Probably. Because that sounds about right.
That's my life.
Yep,
that's okay. my life. And our first stop on the way out of Fresno was McDonald's. Yes.
But that was much closer to Yosemite.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like
only a half hour outside of the park at that point.
We drove out of Fresno, and we literally, like, the way you get to Yosemite from where we were in Fresno was, like, get on this one highway and go until, like, you're in Yosemite. Like,
basically.
So we drive down the side, and then, because we made sure that there was a McDonald's along the way.
Right.
Because...
important things.
Yeah. What is your McDonald's order in the morning?
It's usually a sausage egg biscuit. Egg and cheese biscuit with a hash brown and a black coffee.
And I'm ordering like a sausage biscuit or a bacon biscuit.
Yep, nothing else.
One or two.
Sausage or bacon.
A sausage or bacon on it only. And then hash brown.
Right.
And a large Diet Coke.
Yes.
Because I drink way too much of that shit.
Mm-hmm. Things we know.
Things we know. Things we're working on. Or we're trying to work on. But vices. What do you remember about the drive into, like, those little towns and stuff?
I remember driving, I think, that first day, because I had been to Yosemite before this trip, so I wanted you to have the experience of seeing it as a passenger and not necessarily have to watch the road. So, I mean, there were some small towns that dotted the way, but it wasn't anything that was, you know... a big draw. I think there were a lot of hotels in those towns because it didn't make sense for people to be able to stay in those hotels. They were much closer than what we did. And the only reason we did what we did is because, like we said earlier, there are three parks that are kind of like the prongs of a fork. And we were at the part where the fork joins the handle of the fork. So it was a lot easier for us to just jut out from that handle to the prongs.
That was a great metaphor. Well done.
Thank you. I do what I can when it comes to silverware metaphors.
Okay, so you drove on the first day because I was actually comically trying to finish some work on my laptop on the drive-in.
Right, yes.
And
along with our like late exit time.
Our late exit time. And
I think we were collaborating on work on the way in.
We were. I am also a teacher of sorts. I'm a teaching artist in the theater. And so I was working on source material for a project. And I needed to like write some very specific characters into some mythology for a project I was working on.
Right.
Luckily, Mike also loves mythology.
Right.
Yeah, no, you also love mythology.
I do, it's true.
And so we were working on this. Meanwhile, I'm like getting no work done because I was like, oh my God, look at this spectacular view. And look at this spectacular view. It was really, really like ill-planned of me to like think I could even try to finish work on this drive-in.
Right.
And so we passed through like all those little towns.
Right.
They were cute, but they were just full of like motels.
Right. A lot of motels, some like restaurants here and there, I feel like.
And I remember like it was really curvy. It was like a long...
I think I was berated many occasions for driving too fast around curves, which I did not.
I was scared for my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. I mean, you drive like you're from New Jersey.
Right.
I drive like I'm from Mississippi, but I just like pretend to be a New Jersey driver when I need to be.
Exactly.
So I'm, I guess, slower most of the time. But you do like to take a curve like about out of hell.
That's right.
I would say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting driving in as a passenger because the first time I had gone to Yosemite, I had been a passenger, so I wanted to give that experience to you, so you could kind of see everything and not necessarily have to focus on the road or how fast I was taking a curve.
Or like on my laptop,
right,
on Mythology.
Or on your laptop.
My laptop. That's like a laptop that velociraptors use.
That could be it.
A laptop.
Or, you know, something that Biggie used.
Yeah, exactly.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
What did you notice when we drove
I
in?
Just
Before
noticed, like, it was, there was so much landscape,
right,
like,
right,
coming
right.
in. Like, first it was fields, and then that quickly changed into mountains mm-hmm. and swerving around mountains, and then
right.
we were, like, in the deep woods.
Right.
And then, like, swerving around the deep woods, and then it was, like, woods and mountains.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes you could see, sometimes you were literally on, like, the edge of a cliff, and
yes.
then sometimes you were just, like, in the forest.
Right.
And if you swerved off, it was like you're going down a hill and hitting trees.
Exactly.
Which I did fear would happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we approach the entrance to Yosemite,
mm-hmm.
and we go through that tunnel.
Right.
And that is, like, the famous tunnel view.
When you get to the other side, tunnel view is a parking area that you can pull off right as you enter the valley, where you can basically see the major monuments all in a row.
We park for a little while, and then we get out, and then we just take a whole bunch of photos.
Exactly.
I remember that it was pretty cold.
It was cold. It was really still early in the morning. It was probably only like, what, 7
six.
O'clock? Maybe 6:30? Probably
I think it was like 6:30-ish, because we still had a lot of driving to get into, like, actual proper Yosemite Valley, right?
Well, not too much, because the next stop was Bridal Veil Falls, which isn't
which
that far.
Which was just, like, to the right?
Right
to the right,
yeah,
when you came in.
Not that far down from Tunnel View. And then after that, it was a little bit more driving before we kind of found a parking spot. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the ranger station opened at 7?
I think that's right.
So we were definitely there before.
We were there at like 6:45
like
or something. And we were like, let's wait for the ranger station
right,
to open.
Right, they had actually pretty good, as far as parks go, it really depends on the park and probably what park receives, you know, majority of viewers. I feel like Yosemite, because it's such a popular park, receives so many viewers and visitors that there's a lot of great signage. There's a lot of great maps that are just on signboards.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to talk to a ranger.
And also, I felt like driving in, like, the actual trailheads, if you didn't have a map or didn't know where they were, like,
right.
it would be not easy to find them.
Right. Like, we drove past,
because the signs are still made of wood.
Right.
And they are old signs. But, I mean, they still work.
And we had driven past one of the trailheads. I think it was 4 Mile Hike.
Yes.
And
we thought about doing that.
Let's dog ear that.
Let's do that.
And then when we talked to our ranger friends, that we were alerted.
So we go inside. So we're waiting out there, and we're waiting for the station to open, like, with everybody. And it was 6:50. So we're, like, hanging around. Then finally it opens, and we go, like, you went right to the
talk to the ranger.
And I went to buy badges
and to look at t-shirts, to ogle
and,
t-shirts
and to look at and to ogle t-shirts
right.
always
right
and the ranger said the ranger basically said, okay, here are, like, two major hikes,
right?
Yosemite Falls and then Vernal Falls into Nevada Falls.
Yeah.
And then 4 Mile was closed because of snow.
Right.
This other hike at the top was closed because of snow.
Right. The John Muir Trail was closed.
Half Dome is closed
right.
because it's not in season.
Right.
It's not,
chains weren't up.
Chains weren't
ready
up.
For Half Dome.
Right, exactly. And
so
then you couldn't really access El Capitan either
right.
because of snow.
And so it was really those were our two.
And this was April. I mean, there was still snow on the ground.
Right, it was
April.
Early April. I think it was like the first or the second of April.
So, like, on valley level, it was very much spring. But
right.
at the top, it was, like, in some parts, very much still winter.
Yeah, depending.
Depending.
I
mean, it
like
wasn't, like, freezing.
No, no. But, so, yeah. Anyway, we talked to the ranger. We get our, you know, bearings as far as what we're going to do. And I think our original plan was
the original plan was to do
Vernal
Falls and Nevada. And then you were like, okay, we have to go here. And
right.
then I was like, I'm pretty sure we're headed to Yosemite Falls.
Right.
And you were like, no, we're not, girl. You're wrong and I'm right. And I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to let you live this fantasy.
Right.
And
fantasy.
Then we get off, Summer Fantasy,
right.
another great drag
right.
queen. We get off at the place to do Yosemite
right.
Falls. And I was like, this is the hard hike
right,
that
right.
they told us about. And it was like, well, guess we're doing it.
Right. And blessings in disguise, because front-loading.
Front-loading. It is all about front-loading.
All about that front-load.
And with that, let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners.
So while we're out on hiking in the national parks, we play several games to pass the time, especially when our minds start to, like, get exhausted.
Right.
So,
or when our bodies are so exhausted, we need our minds to distract
exactly.
us. Exactly.
So we're going to play one of our favorite games, right. which is One Has
one
to
has
Go.
One Has to Go.
Okay. Start us off.
So Dusty and I are both on the keto diet right now. And it's been something that we've been doing for, I think I've just finished 2 months of it. Really.
I started July 4th.
I think you were 2 weeks after me, so you're probably
I'm like
week six.
6 weeks, yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So it's a high-fat diet, low carbs. So here's my one have to go, has to go for you. So cheese, bacon, whipping cream.
Whipping cream. Oh. I would have to get rid of it. Okay. I love it,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot live without my bacon or my cheese.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, great. So my one has to go for you. You were an art major
right.
in college, and you know your art history
That's
very
correct.
Well.
Yeah.
So, Van Gogh, mm-hmm. Monet, mm-hmm. Dali.
Monet, goodbye.
Really? Yeah. Why is that?
I mean, I think he did a lot for...
Such a sass. That was so quick. Like,
bye, girl.
Bye, girl. Bye, Monet.
Bye, Monet. Monet. Something Monet will be a drag name. That
yeah.
Will
well, there are many. There are many drag queens named Monet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Monet Exchange.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think that he did a lot and to advance art history, but I'm also just... I feel like I'm more interested and intrigued by what Van Gogh and what Dali were doing to push the envelope a little bit more.
Interesting.
And, you know, they're both weird, troubled souls.
Yes.
So there's that. I don't need
I
them
mean, Van Gogh is a very troubled soul.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hear you. And with that, let's get back into Yosemite Falls.
Mm-hmm. Yosemite Falls.
So we are standing at the like very beginning of the Yosemite Falls Trail,
mm-hmm.
and things that I remember going through my mind right in that moment were, okay, this is 7 miles. I've hiked 7 miles before.
Right.
That's not bad. I know it's going to be a lot of up. I mean, it's entirely uphill on the way up.
Right.
I have the map. I'm like, I'm prepared to go. I'm ready to go. Right. However, I haven't actually done like a strenuous hike in about 8 months because
right.
I think the last one we had done was in Shenandoah, like the previous, or Smoky Mountains, August.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I was thinking. What was going through your mind at the very beginning?
I had really thought very hard that we were doing the other hike. And I remember thinking, oh crap, I'm in black denim jeans that don't really have a lot of give to them.
Yeah, so I had gonna be no idea why you were wearing black denim that day.
I don't know. That was a very silly thing.
Very silly.
I think that was like a mistake I consistently made throughout the trip, thinking, oh, I'll be cold on this hike. Let me put on not necessarily jeans, but like breakaway pants or athletic pants. And it was always wear shorts and layer up top.
Because seriously,
like, you got to vent out down there, girl.
Oh, don't you? I was wearing my like olive green capri pants that I bought in the women's section of Dick's. Great.
Pause for laughter.
Pause for laughter.
No. Right.
Okay, so we start the hike, and it's at the very beginning, there were a lot of people.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot right at the start.
It was a busy hike.
Not as busy as like when we were coming back from Vernal and Nevada Falls.
No. But I'm saying there were a significant amount of people up there.
I would say by the time we got out there too, it was about 8 o'clock because we had to wait for the tram. Most of Yosemite is operated
waiting
by
for that
trams.
That tram took a while.
It did take a while.
But we finally get out there. We're at the base of Yosemite Falls. And so we're just like, okay, it's time to hike up. Now, from the base of Yosemite Falls, I remember I could not see any of the waterfall. Like, there's no, like, you cannot see.
From the trailhead.
From the trailhead. Right, from the very beginning, you cannot see the waterfall. It's just sort of, like, randomly, like, off this, like, side road, like, is the trailhead.
Right.
And, like, so you start heading up. And at first, it was just some, like, nice, sort of flat, like, dirt for a little while.
It wasn't that long, but, yeah.
But then it was, like, just rock going up switchbacks.
I think we didn't experience like the really tragic rock until a little further down the, you know, the trail, but there was like, it was a craggier, I'll say.
It was craggy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just internalized like, this is horrible on my feet. Mm-hmm. Like I remember we're walking up and I just was like, and you were hiking ahead of me because you always do. Because you hike way faster than I hike. And I'm just like, in the back feeling like I'm about to die, especially on this hike. But I was like, oh my God, I hate my life. I hate that I have like paid to do this.
Right.
I can't believe I am doing this right now. Right. I am so sore. Also, I have not broken in my hiking boots.
Right.
And therefore I am
going to pay for it.
Oh, I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
So we're going up these switchbacks and it's just like switchback after switchback. And they're not that long, like right toward the beginning, and then things leveled out a little bit, like once we got up top, and like there were some, it was still uphill, but it was like swinging around some like edges, and
And it was a lower elevation gain. It wasn't that much, and then eventually we got to kind of like a sandier area.
Yeah,
well, actually, I mean, we had
it honestly felt
kind of
beachy.
Like a very level area. We did have to go up some other switchbacks.
Right. We actually before we got to that sandy area, it was like we got to one area that was sort of like dirt, and then we had to go downhill for a little bit. Right. And I was like, great. If we're going downhill now, we're going to pay for it uphill later.
Right.
Which we did.
Right.
Fully.
Right.
And then we get to the, that sandy area.
Right.
And a lot of people, I saw a lot of people like make it there. Like still at this moment, you cannot see the waterfall.
Right.
Waterfall nowhere in sight.
Right.
And a lot of people were like, F this noise. I am turning around and going back down because this is so hard.
I feel like there were a lot of people with kids too. So I feel like that was already a pretty strenuous hike to do just with kids. So I think
going to
the top
up to that point
was understandable to want to turn
down. I'm physically becoming tired thinking about it right now in this moment. I mean, we got up there. I remember getting up to that sandy area and I was like, oh, I've got to sit down. And I did for a few minutes. And then I looked at the map and I was like, I think we're here. And then someone leaned over my shoulder and they were like, actually, you're here, which was like so close to the beginning of the trailhead.
Right.
And I was like, oh, what?
Why?
Then why?
Right.
Crying, all of the above. And so, you know, I put on my big girl pants and I just was like, my big girl pants that I got in the ladies section and was like, okay, let's do this.
Right.
So we keep going and it was still very much uphill for a little while. And then you actually get to like the base of the waterfall.
Right.
And you can see like you can kind of feel like the mist of the water starting to hit you. That was like along the side of that lake. Remember that lake?
Right. I wouldn't say we were at the base necessarily. I would say we were higher up.
Oh, we were higher up, I guess.
You did have the falls were there.
Right.
There was that one section where you would kind of walk up to it and it was really, really kind of misty.
Yeah.
That the trail was very, very wet
and
slippery at times.
And so then you're essentially hiking, doing craggier switchbacks.
Right.
All the way up the side of the waterfall. And
eventually that disappears. We lose the waterfall.
We lose the waterfall again.
Yeah.
But we are still doing switchbacks up and up and up and up. And it is crackier and more like and steeper than it was before.
Right.
And I kept saying, like, we have got to be getting closer to the top. We have got to be getting there soon. And I would stop every single person that was walking by, and I would say, how much longer to the top? And for about an hour and a half, every single person was like, it's only about 20 more minutes. And after about like the 17th person that said this, I just like broke down and cried in the middle of like the hike and was like, I've got to eat trail mix right now. Your trail mix, because you made trail mix.
That's right.
Delicious.
Delicious trail mix.
That we can't eat right now because we're both on that keto diet.
On that damn keto diet.
Well, I mean the peanuts, but none of the...
I did get a good granola mix from a friend that's on keto too.
Shut
up. We'll have to share that. Yeah.
How did... What? How is... That's grains. How are you...
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah. We can share our keto recipe.
We can share our keto recipe for keto granola. So that was super frustrating.
Right. And I think at a certain point we had run across people that were, you know, I'm all for, you know, flying your freak flag and doing what you want to do. But there were some people that were on this trail that were doing some kind of like bonkers things. Like we saw a guy at one point that was shirtless. I mean, keep in mind, it was cool. You do work up a sweat while you're hiking, but it was cool. And then he had no shoes on.
No, he was literally only wearing gym shorts.
Yep.
And I don't even think there was anything in his pockets. Like, I mean, I was like, did you just like, where are your keys?
Right.
Like he just like left his car and decided to run up Yosemite Falls.
Right.
I'm sorry. No, thank you,
sir. And I think at that point too, we had hit a patch of snow. So like we were going over snow at that point.
And that was also treachery.
Right.
Like snow on craggy rocks was like not fun.
Right.
In steep craggy rocks with snow. I mean, you were really just like putting your feet into the places that people had put their feet before.
Yeah.
Exactly. Into the footprints.
And I have to think that we were probably in the shadow at that point for quite some time. So we had like passed the waterfall, then we were up more switchbacks and we're in the shadow of the mountain or the cliff at that point. And it was a while before we even got back to like an area where there was a lot of sun before we kind of broke back through and were able to see sunlight again.
I do remember that too. And I think they had to have been cops or like in the military or something. There was a guy, another guy other than the shirtless guy. And there was a lady who were both like trail running the hike.
Right.
And they passed us going up. And then we were not even close to the top when they were headed right back down.
Right.
And I was like, I know they got to the top because why else would they be here?
Yeah. And then the closer we got, you know, you could kind of see what we assumed to be the top. The waterfall was sort of hidden.
It was
at that
still
point.
Like on the other
it was
side
on the other
of
side
something.
Of, but we were in the sun at this point, and this is the point too where we're getting like reports of you're 15 minutes from the top.
You're 15 minutes.
You're going to get up there and there's going to be a bank of snow and then you
and
cross
you're gonna
over
have to
that.
Travel across the bank of snow.
And then you're going to be at the top. So.
And then but it's going to level out. And
right.
But it still felt like a half an hour until we got to the part where it leveled out.
It definitely took us at least 3 hours to get up, if not more.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
then
totally.
We spent that hour up there.
So we get up there and we cross this like bank of snow that they talk about, but it was like it was big enough
like
to
be a field of snow. It was a field of snow.
And it's literally on top of the canyon. Like it's the top of Yosemite.
Or canyon level, yeah.
Canyon level. So we get to a rock and where I was like, I'm done.
Right.
And I just collapsed.
Right.
And I think I ate the banana that was in my bag. And then I ate the banana that was in your bag. And then I was so exhausted. And we were like, but we think like, actually we're not like to the point that like people travel to on this hike.
We could, I mean, there were people that were sitting with us or near us, but then we could kind of see people were kind of traversing a little further out. Cause
so
we weren't
going to like fully turn around and start going back.
We did stop at a point and we saw the the river leading to the falls.
Yeah, and we were like, okay, I guess we need to follow this. So we follow it, and then we find, like, a lot of people, like, right toward the edge. Now, mind you, like, I am completely afraid of heights, and this moment was we were very close to the edge, and then
but not
you could,
close to the waterfall.
But not close. You can hear the waterfalls, but you can't see the waterfalls.
Right.
So you were like, I think I'm going to travel down to the falls, which was like holding on to like
iron pipe.
Iron pipe. Like, and I was like, I'm done for the day doing this.
Right.
Have a good time.
Right.
So I sat with this, family who was from New York.
Right. That we had kind of passed along the way.
Right
before we had reached the top, and we were talking to them a little bit.
So I befriended this family, and I was like, and I found out so much about them. Like, they live in Queens, and they were all in a community theater production of Annie.
Right.
And I was like, let's just keep talking about Annie.
Betcha he reads.
Betcha she sews.
Maybe they've made me
a closet of clothes.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, so we were talking about Annie. Like, the dad was playing Bundles. The daughter was an orphan, and she was excited because she was a featured orphan. Mm. They were asking me all about, like, colleges for theater and things like that, or summer programs. And I was like, I know colleges for theater, but summer programs for kids are, I mean, the only ones I know are the ones that I work in. So I was like, well, if you want to travel to New Jersey and, and participate in these, like, I can recommend those. But you had gone down, and meanwhile, I was like, I'm just praying he returns and that all is okay. I had your cell phone at the time, and I was like, if he...
Did you really? I don't remember.
I did, because we put both cell phones in the same bag.
Oh, in the backpack. Okay.
And I was like, if he... Because you had left the backpack, and I was like, if something happens...
I think I just took my camera around my...
I will never know. I will never know if you never return.
It was a pretty... It wasn't completely terrifying, but it definitely was a lot of height, a lot of weird angles that you were on when you were on cliff ledges, and to kind of go down all the way to the falls, like you were going down steps and then down some more steps, and then you were going backwards down a slanty rock, and then it was an interesting view. It was a beautiful view, but it is something that for the faint of heart, maybe don't attempt.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, faint of heart right here. Yeah, I was not feeling that. I took plenty of photos. We took photos with that family.
Right.
That family was the sweetest.
They were.
And with that, I think let's take another break.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners.
So when we're hiking, you know, we do come up with a bunch of games that we can kind of play to stimulate our minds, to take our minds off of our body's aches and pains. But one thing that we always try to do, too, and something that we do even when we're not hiking, is coming up with drag names.
Oh, so many drag names.
So many drag names. We really should count how many we have at this point.
But it's... easily in the hundreds.
I would say it's got to be close to two.
At least.
Right.
At least close to two. I mean, especially because we do houses.
Right.
You know, like the House of Tea.
Right.
Who's in the House of Tea?
Jasmine Tea. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. There's so many other ones, too.
There's other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Earl of Grey Tea. Earl. Ooh, Earl. okay, great. So today, we're going to talk about Chanel Islands. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Chanel Islands. So, who is this drag queen, Chanel Islands?
Chanel Islands is a mix of a Mediterranean and Irish heritage.
Ooh, very good. I sort of see her, like, I definitely see her in, like, an island landscape, but I see her dressed as Coco Chanel.
Okay.
Yeah, I sort of feel like she's a mix of, like, posh city, like, in an island landscape. Like a black bob. But, like, with, like, a giant caftan that's floral.
I see. I feel, I'm feeling more of a Little Mermaid Ariel sort of vibe.
Interesting.
From this,
yeah.
This
like,
drag.
Long flowing hair. Uh-huh.
Very siren looking. Some really interesting smoky eye going on.
I think she, like, enjoys bourbon.
Yes.
Or something like that. Like, I think she's a hard liquor drinker.
And cigars, too.
Totally. Yeah. Like, there's something unexpected about Chanel Islands.
Right.
Like, she is, like, a beautiful, picturesque person on the outside. Mm-hmm. But, like, once you get to know her, she's just, like, so raw.
Full of secrets.
And what song does Chanel Islands lip sync to?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Does she do that version or like a cover?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Actually, you know what I think she does? She does I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany, but she sings it live with the harp.
Oh.
Yes.
Secrets.
Very sort of, you know, like Odysseus and the sirens.
Yep.
Great. And with that, let's get back to the story.
That's right.
As far as, you know, like, hikes with a payoff, like, it wasn't the greatest payoff for me. Like, I felt like there are other hikes that have been hard where, like, you get to the top and you're like, okay, well, I understand why it was so hard to get here. This is really spectacular. And while there is something really beautiful and incredible about Yosemite Falls, it just was like, I'm not going to do the treacherous part. So I guess that's why I didn't see the spectacular part.
Right. I agree.
Was it a payoff for you?
I think I agree with you. There are other hikes, especially in Yosemite, that were more spectacular for me and really, you know, turned it on. And again, this was an intense hike. This was something we really hadn't done an incredible amount of.
Yeah. No, I really felt like I could, like, do American Ninja Warrior after I had done
this. I mean, it was very interesting at the top, but there are other things that I think, or other hikes that really did have a better, like, summit or payoff.
The other thing was, like, once you spent all that time getting to the top, like, there are other hikes that, like, lead you to the other peaks in Yosemite Valley that you can easily do once you've, like, scaled the top in one part.
Right.
But because so many of those connecting hikes were closed, literally the only way to, like, see all of these peaks was to, like, only go from valley level.
Right.
Yeah. So we turn around.
We hike back down.
And literally every person that was we passed was like, how much longer to the top? And I was like, do we say 20 minutes? Because that's what everybody told us. But I felt like that was wrong.
Right. I think it was morally wrong to be as generous as possible with time, but also not give false hope.
Yeah.
So I think we just, like, tried to slowly, incrementally give. And I think what we also did is, I think I looked at my watch when we left the top, and then whenever someone stopped us, I could say, well, it's been about 10 minutes since we've come down. So factor in what
maybe
that's
double
like
it
up.
If you're slow, you know, like whatever. Triple it if you're me. Right. So, and going down was, it was tough going down.
Right.
I mean, I was more looking forward to going down because descent is just as tough as ascent.
Right.
But it is a little less, like, I guess, taxing on, like, the energy.
Right, except I think it's more taxing on your knees.
Oh, like, so much more taxing on your knees. And we were like, we're fine. We don't need hiking poles.
Right.
It's like, we bought hiking poles later.
Right.
Like, not in Yosemite because they were expensive.
For a later
because
trip.
I looked into it.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, so we're on our way down and... there was one family, I think I remember this one family who was like, they were like, oh, how much, like, we had gotten down to the part where, like, it had started getting craggy again.
Right.
And they were like, how much longer? And I was like, it's still, like, an hour all the way up to the top. And they were like, peace, no, we're turning around, goodbye. Right. And so, yeah, they
and
did.
And a couple, too, that we had seen that were, I think, didn't have much time left. They were like, oh, we have to leave by. And they're like, right. How much longer? And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And they kind of, we left them, and I don't know what they decided upon.
I think they were on a date. I think they were like, just they didn't look married.
Oh, a Yosemite Valley date?
A Yosemite Valley, let's go hiking as a date.
That's a good idea, especially if you
that's
live
a great
near.
Idea. Yeah. What a lovely, I would love to go on a date on a hike.
Right.
Right, you get to know a lot about a person.
About a people
mm-hmm. and a culture, but... one, it does, I mean, Yosemite Falls will reveal your truth.
It will.
Absolutely. More it revealed mine. I was like a whiny, crabby, like, infant when I got to the top.
Right.
I recovered, and I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we did play a lot of...
A lot of games.
We played so many games on the way down.
One has to go.
That is, I think so. One has to go. The three of them, and then one has to stay.
Right, and then one has to stay.
We're gonna play One Has to Stay right now.
One Has to Stay, I think, was on Vernal and Nevada Falls.
Oh, okay. Because we developed it.
Right.
Okay. One has to stay.
One has to stay.
Kellyanne Conway, Omarosa, the softball player, the softball coach. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
There you go. I thought you were just going to leave it there.
No One Has to Stay.
Oh, that is the toughest. And I feel like Omarosa, she's leaking all this stuff.
She
right?
is. I kind of am like here for just like, right. let's let Omarosa just like keep talking.
Right.
I think she's despicable.
And but, a crazy person.
And a full crazy, right. but whatever.
But here we are.
Here we are.
Weird
okay,
times.
I think I agree. I think it's
yeah.
Omarosa.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we make our way back down. We're hiking fast. The face is past, and we are homebound.
Right.
And so things are starting to look familiar. And I just remember at that point, I was so ravenous. I was so hungry.
Right.
Starving. Because we had even thought about, we were like, we could do this and then do a smaller hike on the way back.
Right. I don't think we did anything on the way back.
No.
Right?
We got down to the bottom, and we were like, we're through. We are through for
right,
the day.
Right.
And now that was a conclusion I had reached hours ago.
Right.
And I have found that when you are hiking, like, you're pretty positive and optimistic about all the things you can do. And then you like hit the wall and you hit it hard and you hit it fast and you're like, no, I'm done. I'm fully done. I'm done right now in this moment. Like the threshold has been crossed.
Yes.
Now, and I'm more of like I'm just like corroding the whole time. So we get back to the surface. I remember calling my mom and I was like, I am so tired. I'm exhausted. And we got back into the car. Thank you, trivia books.
Right.
Oh, those trivia books saved us.
Right.
Oh, I think I was going to do more work. I think I was going to do more computer work on the way. Fools.
Right.
That's right. That was before my computer fully broke.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That did happen on that trip. Bit the dust in the middle of that trip.
It did.
It did. Luckily, I'd gotten all my work done by then and emailed off, which was great. Right. But the...
But did we, I think we walked through Yosemite Village a little bit.
We walked
around things.
I think that was the next day because I thought you know what? We did. You're right.
Like
we did. Because
I feel like a lot of things were actually
we did
closed.
A little bit of walking, but we did take
the tram back.
Right. We took the tram back. We got in the car and we were starving. And then we drove right. There's literally nowhere to eat between Yosemite and Fresno.
I mean, there were
other
places,
than that McDonald's. And there's some little bitty places in town, but we were like, one, we want to get back to Fresno.
I think you actually did do work in the car.
I really?
Yep. Because that's where we came up with our favorite drag queen, which we'll reveal later.
Oh, which we'll reveal later. Stay tuned.
Right. You definitely
So,
did.
Okay, so we did. No, well, that came about when we were doing trivia. That was the trivia drag name. Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
We literally drive directly back to Fresno to the Chili's in Fresno.
Right.
And we get out. My legs
saddle
were about
sore.
To... So saddle sore. Right. And my legs were collapsing.
Right.
Completely. And I had to drive back because you drove in.
Right.
That was right. That was the deal. If somebody drove in, the other person had to drive out.
Right. This was different for that trip, for this past trip, because in our trip out to the Southwest, it was somebody had driving the entire day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And we decided to give each other a break, I think.
Right, right, right.
So we get to Chili's. I remember we sat down, we ordered, and then I think we said nothing for a good 20 minutes.
Right.
And finally, I was like, I can't. All of the chips and salsa.
All the chips and salsa.
Hoovering everything.
Everything.
And the guacamole. And just like shoving it down my throat as fast as it could go. And then sucking back the Diet Cokes.
Right.
And then we're just sitting there exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And finally I was like, oh my God. That was definitely the worst hike we'd ever done.
Right. And then we're like, we have to do this all again tomorrow. Because that was only our first day in Yosemite.
We're going to end this episode by playing a game that we write together, taken from the great Jeopardy.
Yeah,
we write Jeopardy categories. We've done this. We've written quite a few Jeopardy games.
Well, together, three.
Yeah, we've done it for friends and family and for events, and like we create categories and things like that.
Right.
So, Mike, hit me with your Jeopardy category.
So, my Jeopardy category, I have five questions, and my category is before, during, and after California Dreaming. In this episode, or in this version of my Jeopardy game, all of the clues will include one movie or television show that is based in California. For those of you not familiar with Jeopardy's before, during, and after, here's a sample clue, and you guys can play along at home. A movie where Morgan Freeman drives an old white woman around, plus a type of cut-off jeans, plus the television show where characters ride around in a car known as the General Lee.
So that would be Driving Miss Daisy Dukes of Hazzard.
Exactly. All right. So let's go with our $100 question.
Great, I'm ready.
This Daniel Day-Lewis film about a ruthless oil prospector with the citrus fruit that has a crimson inside, following the lives of female inmates of whom the main character is the worst on this next Netflix dramedy.
Is it There Will Be Blood, Orange is the New Black?
That's correct.
Okay. Great. Yes. Well done.
You're on the board.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to keep on going.
Keep going.
So, a phrase that means to be overflowing or bountiful. In a San Francisco-based television comedy where three men raise a family, where twisted individuals torture and murder two separate couples whose car has broken down.
Is it Glass Half Full, House of a Thousand Corpses?
Oh, that's incorrect.
Oh, is it House at the End of the Street?
No, the last two parts you had right.
Oh, wait. What is
the beginning you don't have right?
Oh, I don't know.
Chock Full House of a Thousand Corpses.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Well done.
This teen comedy that gives us Judge Reinhold masturbating to Phoebe Cates while feeling more important and boastful than others as the as he appropriately listens to this song, The Impression That I Get by this band.
Oh my God, that is so above my knowledge now. I have no idea.
Do you want me to read it again?
No.
Okay.
What is that?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Mighty Mighty Boston's.
Yes, that was way above my band's knowledge.
That should have been the $500 question.
Okay, great. I'm ready.
That should have been the $500 question. All right, so here's $400. This national park that is the lowest point in the United States, with a 1983 San Fernando Valley set film, which helped to establish the mall culture of the 1980s, and a film where Winona, Whoopi, and Angelina get real.
Oh, Death Valley Girl Interrupted.
That's correct.
Yes, I love that.
And here's our last one.
Okay.
this player song that makes us realize I was wrong and I just can't live without you. In a film where Michael J. Fox travels through time, runs over pine trees, and hits on his mother, and listens to this Justin Timberlake album.
I don't know the first part, but the next part is Back to the Future Sex Love Sounds.
That's correct. But the first part is Baby Come Back to the Future. Baby come back, you can blame it all on me.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And that's before, during, and after California Dreaming.
Amazing. Well done. Okay, are you ready for mine?
I am.
All right, this is my category, and it is National Park Word Morph.
Oh. Okay.
So the way this works is the answer is the name of a national park, but one letter has been changed, and you have to guess what the new name is. Based off of the clue.
Okay.
Here we go, the $100 question.
Okay.
The country's first national park, if it transitioned its geysers into wading pools and became known for its chill and stress-free vibe.
Mellowstone. What is Mellowstone National
Park?
Yes,
well done. Okay, the $200 question. Okay, this California national park, which features some of the largest and rarest trees, if said trees were carved out as lovely sleeping nooks.
I'm stumped.
Yeah, you are stumped.
I am stumped.
Okay, the answer is Bedwood National Park.
See, I was thinking of Kings Canyon or Sequoia.
I know you were.
Yeah.
We haven't gone to all of these.
I know. Okay.
Okay, great.
Well, we haven't been to Yellowstone.
Next one. Here we go. This Midwestern National Park with an ominous and fearful sounding name, if it served as the new home for things like rollerblades, pogs, chunky highlights, grunge music, the Macarena, and slab bracelets.
What is Fadlands now?
Yes! Okay, next one. This Floridian National Park, home to miles of swamp, if it changed its landscape to infinite acres of plush green grass.
So it's Everglades.
It is, but it's not Everglades. Plush green grass. We were looking for Everblades National Park.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And finally, this last one. This glorious heavenly national park of Utah, if it suddenly served as an all-out celebration of this premier Canadian diva and songstress.
What is Dion National
Park? Yes! Because, my goodness, I would go to the national park.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. My heart will go on for that national park.
Mm-hmm. There were moments of cold, and there were flashes of light.
There were things I'd never say again, but then they'd always seemed right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, and with that, we just say, you know what? Go outside.
Yeah, get out there.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy the world.
There are so many ways to get outside.
There are so many ways to get outside.
Walk around if you can.
Yep, if you
and,
can.
And put yourself in the great outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Or rear window, like that
open
movie.
A window. Oh, right. Take in some fresh air.
Right.
All right? Like, the world is out there waiting for you.
It is.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks, GAZE.
Yes.
Yes. And on Twitter.
And on Twitter at Gaze at the Parks.
At the Parks. On our next episode, join us as we talk about one of our other Yosemite hikes, our journey up Vernal and Nevada Falls.
Which was 600 stairs.
Which had 600 stairs. It wasn't just 600 stairs.
No.
No. Get it right.